The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth.
9:05 in the morning here in New York City, but it's probably around 3:05 in the afternoon in, as Frank Morano pronounces it, France. You know, you think the highlight of the show may have been Carol Alt. You think it may have been Alan Dershowitz. You think it may have been the great Al Gattullo. It definitely was not Arthur Idala, who's filling in for the great Joe Piscopo. But ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have been listening since 6 o'clock this morning, here he is from the airport, about to walk through security, but he's so devoted and dedicated to you, his listeners, the great Joe Piscopo.
Arthur Idala live. Thank you. Live from France. Yeah, I'm in a quiet area, so I'm going to be very, very loud here for a second. Arthur, thanks for doing such a great job this morning. I wanted to call in. I'm stopping over in Paris. We're at the Gaulle Airport. I'm about to go through security again and get on the plane home to New York, and I just can't wait. I'm telling you, I'm homesick, and we'll be live in the studio, Big Al, tomorrow.
Excellent.
The band will be back together tomorrow in studio, so I'm looking forward to
that. Joe, the predictions
that
are you're going to be here like you're getting shot out of a cannon. You're going to be full of energy, full of life. You'll be coming on at 6 o'clock in the morning, but your biological clock will say it's 12 noon.
He's going to need two orders of French toast with real maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
I couldn't get French toast. You can't get French toast around here.
It's like double,
yeah, Joe, I don't think you did too bad in the food department over there in Italia.
No, it was great. Arthur, it was great that you were there. Ali Shazin, Arthur just, he was holding court. He was up. He was like, he had the stamina. I think we're going to have to do an Arthur Idala Perillo tour.
Joe.
Somewhere.
Sicily.
Arthur was telling me about Frank's room where they had a cigar, and the room was like a palace.
Yeah.
Frank had a beautiful room.
Yeah, you know what we did? They gave us nice rooms in Rome, and then matter of fact, but it was all great. And a big shout out to everybody at Perillo Tours. Diana was great, and Linda and Janice over there, and Steve himself. Everybody was so cognizant of everybody's needs. We had the best time. And then I got to also mention before I forget, guys, that the phone calls here are being sponsored by the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Arthur, you know them. You love them. They are great over there. And they have been helping out the Italian-American cause since 1944. So we appreciate the Columbus.
We love the Columbus Citizens Foundation.
Hey, Arthur, I got to tell you. I'm going to be on the plane in a second. We'll get into it when I get home. But this is it. All of a sudden, I look at the phone, and I'm walking out of, we're leaving Florence and getting on the plane, and then I see Arthur has Carol Alt on. I swear to God, I could just, here we go. I'm more honest and organic on this show than anywhere, because I feel I know you. You're listening. We're like family, you and Arthur and Al and everybody. I had all night dreamt about Carol Alt.
Joe, you have the right to remain silent, Joe. Anything you say can and will be held against
save
you.
Save that for tomorrow.
I swear to God. And it's one of those dreams, you know, when you wake up and you go, I'm not going to remember this, Arthur. I remember everything. Everything in that
dream. Easy, Joe. Easy, Tiger.
No, it was good. It was nothing bad. It was like, mm-hmm. And I can tell you, let me tease it, then we'll get into it tomorrow, Al. Okay, we'll do it. But just out of, because yes. It was like she had a She had a baby, and I was taking care of the baby.
Okay. All right, Joe.
Joe, listen.
No, it wasn't, but it wasn't mine. It wasn't mine. I'm just saying.
Well, that's a change. That's a change.
Hold on. You have a dream that Carol Alt has a baby. It's not yours, and you're driving her around? This really is driving Miss Daisy.
It is. And the kid was so cute. And I remember the kid, and I said, oh, a little baby. Look, I got to take care of another baby. And I loved it. I was in my glory. But it was so visual, so vivid. You know, it was just, it was great. And I just, then, why? Because I didn't know you were going to have her on. Then I look at the phone, and I believe in that stuff, that Sixth Sense stuff. I see on the phone, I say, whoop, Arthur's got Carol in. I don't know, somebody's trying to tell me something, Arthur. I'm telling you, buddy.
Well, Frank, listen, while I have your ear here, Joe, I'm going to switch real quick to a serious topic because, as you know, on the Perillo tour, I got to go on the tour of the Vatican and see the Sistine Chapel, which was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, man.
Today in the newspaper, it was reported that Vice President Biden went to Mass on Sunday and the priest refused him communion because of his position on abortion.
Where was he? Was that
in South Carolina?
Okay. All right.
Wondering, Joe, what are your thoughts about that?
You know, it's hypocritical if they give him communion, I think. And I think you got to forgive everybody. I understand that. I don't hold it against anybody. But if this guy, Joe Biden, is going, who used to be a really nice guy, by the way, Arthur. When a Democrat, I met him and been with him many, many times. He's very, very nice. Now it's getting vicious. And if he's going to be vicious toward anybody else, then he's got what goes around comes around. And don't forget, he just is going with the progressive socialist agenda. So I kind of respected the priest for doing that. It's like Cardinal Dolan, as you know, he will give communion to Governor Cuomo, and Governor Cuomo believes in infanticide. So now, but the Cardinal's defense to that, and you have to go along with that, is once you refuse, they become martyrs. Now, Joe Biden's going to become a martyr with the far left at this point. You know, so it may have helped Biden more than hurt him. But, I mean, if the guy's going to be thorough and you're going to, you know, he's going to believe one way, I respect and appreciate the priest's conviction, Arthur. That was my initial response.
Okay, I appreciate that. I just have... You know, I like to think of the church as open to everyone.
You're not wrong.
I'm conflicted. I will be honest with you. And look, Joe, you're being honest. I'll be honest. Technically, if you read the canon law, technically you and I are not supposed to receive communion because of what happened in our marriages. So,
I still do.
You know, I mean, thank God the priest doesn't say, have you ever been divorced or anything like that? But. You know, so I don't know. I like to think of the church as having its arms opened to everyone around them. And you know, just because Joe Biden votes for funding for abortion does not mean that he personally believes that it is something that people should be, you know, doing on a regular basis. So I don't know. It's a complicated topic, and obviously I thought of you immediately when I read about it.
Yeah. I like it because I'm a little upset the way Biden is being, they're treating him with kid gloves. Look what he did. Anybody else that would be in prison for what he did, forgive me, with the old Ukraine situation, with the China situation, giving us, not that you and I wouldn't do that with for our kids, by the way, Arthur Idali, you know that. I mean, if my kid has a chance to make $1.5 billion, hey, anything that I can do about it, you know? Come on. What you do
which kid, Mikey, Joey, which kid? Which kid you
know? Tutti, you know, all the kids, tutti bambini. But in the meantime, when Biden got so, they're getting so fresh, the left is like so out of control. They won't give a, I mean, look what the president has had a monumental week. He takes out Baghdadi. He takes out Baghdadi's spokesperson. And over here, he looks like a hero. In America, they're vilifying the guy. So,
well, it's 50-50, Joe. It's, you know, that's the thing. And 50% think he's a hero. 50% are booing him. Joe, just between us, you're in the airport. You're about to leave. Just you don't have to tell everybody. Just us. No. It's a good question. It's an important question. It's a question my mother asks me every time I come back from a trip. Thinking about it in 10 seconds, thinking about it, what was the highlight of the 10 days that you were away?
Well, clearly going back to my grandfather's hometown of Prato La Sierra, that was, you know, not only because I went back to see where Grandpa, his house, walked the streets, met the people in Provincio di Avellino, but taking all of our American family from AM 970 with us, all of them went. We went. I had a bus pull up. I don't think Avelino knew what hit him. It was like we all pulled up, and they all wanted. And then every single one, I've got to tell you, of our listeners, they would come over to me with tears in their eyes, saying, "Joe, this is our story. You're the conduit to my family. With you up there with your family." Tears in their eyes, Arthur, and these great listeners on our radio station came over to me, would take my hand with tears in their eyes, thank you for that experience, and they would say, I never thought I would make it to the homeland, to Italy, thank you for that. That, the people, the reaction of the people, and particularly when I was in Prato la Sera, that to me, it was, I am so humbled by this whole trip. So humble, and we'll get into it tomorrow, Arthur. But I have to tell you too, if I could just turn it around for a second, you're so great to be with. You were such a hit when you came there. You saw my show, and then we hung out afterwards. We were up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Matter of fact, I went to bed. You were still up until that 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, there was the guy on the trip, Tom. He was very upset. He had gotten banned from Staten Island Live from some of the comments he made. So I was trying to, his First Amendment privileges were. We're compromised, so I had to, I was trying to talk the guy off the ledge. I was there for 48 hours, Joe, and it was a blast, and you could tell the chemistry of the people around you, and, your show was like, it was, and that's what I admire. I really do, Joe. I admire about you. You put on a show for those 75 people, and with the vigor as if you were in front of Carnegie Hall or in the Madison Square Garden, and it was obvious. And people appreciate that, and you really set the tone, and you were the leader. And Steve Perillo was great on the piano, and all of your listeners who were on that trip, they'll never ever forget what the gift that you gave them this past week. So congratulations.
Trip of a lifetime, my friend. And we have an announcement tomorrow, a special announcement. We invite everybody to listen in. But, Arthur, thank you. Al, thanks for holding down the fort.
Oh, please.
I love
anytime,
you guys. And then again, to everybody at the Perillo Company, Steve and the family, I got to tell you, we you're absolutely right. We changed lives. People are so happy. Last night when we were checking out, everybody's checking out. And Paolo, our guide, was there. Marco was there. And we were all checking out, and we were just hugging, taking pictures.
Marco's great. Marco was a real character. Great guy.
I know. We're going to do a Perillo Tours reunion. They're coming to Lorenzo's March 27th. Forget about that. This is like we created a beautiful family, and I'm just very, very fortunate. And, again, a shout-out, if I can, Arthur, to the Columbus Citizens Foundation for sponsoring, the calls that I've been able to make while on the road. I'm in Paris, guys, and merci beaucoup. I am going to get on a plane, and I cannot wait to get back to the United States of America.
Everyone will be listening tomorrow morning, Joe. The whole city of New York will be tuning in to hear Joe Piscopo. Frank Morano will be back in his seat twirling his curly hair.
Debbie, too.
Oh, Debbie was fantastic. I had so much fun with Debbie. She's such a sport. Great, great, great person.
Arthur, you're the best. Thank you for your great talents and to your beautiful family, Arthur. We love you. Al, we love you. And
love you,
guys, ci vediamo domani.
Ci vediamo domani mattina. Okay, grazie, Giuseppe. Ciao, ciao. Buon viaggio, buon viaggio.
Take care. Addio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Joe Piscopo, the great Joe Piscopo. Pretty fired up, as he should be.
Oh, can't wait. He's going to be fired up tomorrow. Yeah. And he's going to get French toast. So, that'll make him happy.
He should be very happy. On a personal note, not taking anything away from Joe Piscopo, I just got a text from my wife, Marianne Bertuna, who she said, Arthur, our son just woke up, and he's listening.
Okay.
He's listening on Alexa.
Excellent.
Every morning, I either go, hey, Google, put on AM 970 The Answer, or Alexa, put on AM 970 The Answer.
All right.
So, Arthur, this is your dad. Now you're 3 years old. Happy birthday, Arthur, to you and your cousin Gerard, who are three. And mommy should take you today to go see your great-grandmother, who's 104. She turned 104 last week. And maybe if you're lucky, you'll see Ann Basso, and that all you guys can go visit Gigi together. All right? So that was my personal shout-out to the family after Joe's shout-out to the world. And you know what? I want to just grab, if I can.
Real quick, one call you can
take. Okay. You pick, Al. You're the pick.
It's your show.
It's not. It is so far from my show. Let's talk to Mel. Mel, how are you, sir? This is Arthur Idala filling in for Joe Piscopo. What's going on?
Good morning, Arthur. Good morning, Al. There are rules for membership. And just like there's rules for membership to be a lawyer and a doctor, there's rules for membership to be a practicing Catholic. For you to practice law, you have to abide by those rules. And for a Catholic to practice, they have to follow rules too. There has to be a standard, and so long as a public official is speaking in conflict with the dogma of the church, they cannot receive the communion. They can go to the church, but they can't receive the sacraments. That's the way it should be. And I remember going to a funeral once, and I was with a rough crowd that was at this funeral. And the priest stood up, and he looked at everybody and said, if you haven't been to communion this week, this month, this year, now is not the time to come up to communion. You have to be in a state of grace. You have to be sorry and agree with what the rules for the church are. And I think,
Mel, isn't the rules of the church, aren't you supposed to have made confession before you go out for communion?
Yes, you're supposed to make confession. And that communion is not supposed to be a photo op. And I support the priest absolutely in not giving Biden.
I don't think Biden was doing it as a photo op. My understanding is he's a long practicing Catholic. And let's face it, Mel, I understand what you're saying, but the line for communion is not exactly, you can't say, well, yeah, I saw on Saturday the line for confession was just as long as the line for communion, because it's just not. I mean, I try to go to confession once a year. I usually go on Good Friday. But all I'm saying is it's a little bit of a complicated situation. I don't think there's an easy answer one way or the other. The one thing we know that can alleviate your that can give you an easy answer, and tomorrow it'll be Debbie Duhaime, but today it's Brandy, right?
Right.
We're going to talk to you about traffic right now.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slow crawl on the Springbrook accident just before 287 on the southbound side. You are backed up to Bradhurst Ave. Hutch northbound, another hit right by Pelhamdale Ave. It's taking out the right lane there in New Rochelle. Deegan northbound just before Fordham Road. You want to watch out for a collision. At least one lane is out, already adding to those heavy delays from the Triborough on up. Still have that crash on the Cross Bronx eastbound by the Sheridan. That's got you a little bit slow from 3rd Ave. Hudson River crossings inbound at the George 10 to 15. Upstairs, lower level will cost you 5 to 10. Outbound side construction takes out the right lane on the upper level span. Inbound Lincoln 20 to 25. Inbound Holland 15 to 20. Alternate side in effect today. This report is sponsored by Discover. Get your free credit scorecard today, even if you're not a Discover customer. It includes your FICO credit score, and checking your scorecard won't hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, everybody within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and General Rosso Pope. The Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org. 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Now, there's something you need to know about Relief Factor. If you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, you've got options. You've got Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with, prevent, and even lower inflammation. Or you can rub all kinds of stuff over the parts of your body that hurt. Do that a few times a day. Of course, there are those over-the-counter drugs, even prescriptions. We know about them. Let me ask you something. Why do you suppose tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every single day? I think it's because they're in less or no pain. I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and that's exactly why they created the 3-week quick start, to make it as easy and as inexpensive as possible for you to get out of pain too. First step, order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor, Atlantisyacht.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis, 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vanz for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Catsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected if you're not around to make the decisions? Who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? Time to plan is now. You need a will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. The goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years. You can visit them for a no-obligation, free consultation. Talk with Mike Connors himself or one of their experienced attorneys and see how they can help protect your family, your assets, your legacy. There's no one strategy that fits everyone, right? The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Please call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free consultation with an attorney at one of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, or Manhattan. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Nice.
Songs just make you smile. It's because, right. It just make you smile because that's. And the other one, wait, you played Come On, Eileen?
Yes, I did.
And what about I'll Rock the World and Melt With You? I'll Stop the World and Melt With You.
Modern English? No, they actually had another hit. They were right. Not technically a one-hit.
This is why I love being on with Al Gattulo. Yeah. And the last 3.5 hours were great. I'm actually leaving a little early today.
Yes.
My apologies to Al Gattulo and the crew, although. Al is the consummate professional. I mean, I'll echo Rocco's statements from earlier today where he does kind of hold the whole ship together. When I'm in here with Joe and Joe's going off on some tangent and Morano's on his third computer and researching all the minutiae that he's able to then regurgitate to all of you to make you more intelligent as the day goes on. Mm-hmm. And I'm just running around here eating Vinnie Ricuglia's lard bread. Al's the one who's telling everyone we got to break, we got to go to commercial, and he does it basically like with his eyes closed.
Well, thank you.
How many weeks have you been doing this job?
How many weeks?
How many years have you been in radio for real?
Next year will be my 30th year in radio.
Wow, what
no,
are we doing?
Actually, next year? 29th year. I'm sorry, 29th year. I started in 1990.
I think we have to have a 30th party.
Yeah. Time. No, I mean, well, it's funny that you say that. They're having an anniversary party tomorrow. In Midtown for the first place that I ever worked at that I got hired. WNEW-FM. They're having a party, but I can't make it because I'm going to see Bob Seger at the Garden, which is a bucket list for me. I've never seen Seger. He's retiring. He's going off the road. So got an opportunity to get free tickets, and I'm taking advantage
so
of it.
So NEW was Rock?
The place where Rock lived for a very long time.
Simultaneously for a while with PLJ, correct?
Yes. PLJ programmed against them in the 70s. And PLJ was more of the newer rock, whereas NEW was the AOR rock, the kind of longer songs and you know, deeper cuts and things of that nature. But PLJ did really good in the ratings very early, came out of the box strong, and then kind of fizzled out because and
then they
Cap
went to
cities
top 40 in like the 80s, I believe it was.
Yeah, early to mid 80s. But Carol Miller was there. Pat St. John was there, who had not previously worked
with him
before. Dave Herman was there when it was PLJ, when it was ABC
Scotso.
FM.
Scotso
never worked for...
PLJ. He worked for NEW.
Yeah, yeah. So, Scott Muni obviously was, a legend at NEW. Dave Herman was the guy that I worked for on the Rock and Roll Morning Show.
Loved Dave Herman.
I learned a lot from Dave, and, I know Dave's name was in the press a number of years ago and that whole thing or whatever, and I really don't want to get into that, but... I know Dave for a lot of years. He was at my wedding, hired me at one of my radio jobs. Greatest interview I ever had. Basically told me what they were doing, how much the salary was, which was three times what I was making at my current job, and basically said, do you want the job? And we had a handshake, and that was it. No contract, nothing. It was done. I trusted him at his word, and we had the best 2-year
through college. I mean, I listened to Dave Herman religiously.
Yeah. Guy had Dave had a
ton of knowledge.
And then
Ken Dascio came in as a kid, basically, when you were around.
Ken was doing the overnights.
That's right, the lobster trick.
Yeah, and Ken was actually on the air when Freddie Mercury died.
Okay.
I was walking down 3rd Avenue.
He's a Polyprep guy.
That is correct. So I was walking down 3rd Avenue when the announcement came that Freddie Mercury had died, and everybody knew that Freddie was sick from AIDS and knew that his death was imminent. And it happened at about 3:30, quarter to 4 in the morning. And from then on, I think the station basically just played Queen, and we had people calling in and sharing tales about, Queen and Freddie Mercury and all of this other stuff.
A piece of trivia here.
Yeah, it was tremendous. So, and the last show that I worked with Dave Herman before he left, the first time that he left NEW, it was the 25th anniversary of Stairway to Heaven,
mm-hmm.
and we did a live sing-along at Grand Central Station.
Wow.
With Dave Herman and a number of fans, and the whole time they're arguing, where's the spot where Dave is going to come in and cue everyone to sing? And everyone is arguing, it's on this chorus, it's on that chorus, it's on this. And I took the CD, I went into a production studio, I counted it out like the musician that I am, and came back in and I said, it's 16 bars, it starts in at this. And my boss, Jimmy Buff, looked at me and he goes, you're going with Dave to Grand Central Station, because I knew exactly the cue.
Was it a CD? Was it an album?
No, it wasn't an album. It was a CD.
Okay.
Because I couldn't, we didn't want to waste time with the album. And that was the last show that he had worked the first time around at NEW. Pretty cool event.
That's a very cool story. Yeah. So, I mean, Jerry Crowley, you get everything. You get a guy calling in from France. You get a supermodel. You get legal scholar Alan Dershowitz. And you got Gattulo telling us about, the great WNEW 102.7 back in the heyday of rock radio.
Well, you're a magnet to bring out all the stories, Arthur. We're fortunate the New York audience is fortunate to listen to you.
My mother, Jerry. I mean, give you $20? I mean, how'd that work out?
You know what a Renaissance man is? You're a Renaissance man.
Oh, yeah, Michelangelo is a Renaissance man.
I learned that. Look that old.
I learned that he slept in his clothes with his boots on every night.
Look,
so I'm
you're
not
leaving. You're going. Way. You're going off to hang somebody high in the courtroom.
No, I don't hang them high. I get them off.
Oh, okay.
I get them off the hang, Jerry. Don't you come on? I used to. That was when I was a prosecutor in the Brooklyn DA's office. Now I'm trying to get them out of trouble, not get them into trouble.
And I want to thank you. Thank you for your time here. You're cutting your stint short by half an hour.
Well, it's now 9:32.
Well, I don't know what that does to your pay. Al and I will work that out.
Yeah.
Something has to happen.
There'll be some punishment.
I hate to share that with the audience, but
that's
you got to cut them.
Yeah,
that's it.
By the way, this is Jerry Crowley who runs the whole. He's the
exalted mystic ruler.
The capo di tutti capi,
living,
the boss
living
of all
legends.
Bosses. Yes,
living.
Living legend.
As John Casimatidi says, I want my pay doubled.
Yeah,
and
mine and his as well.
Since we pay you a buck, what the hell? I can go for.
So right now I'm running to 100 Center Street, which is the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse where all the criminal judges sit, and then I'll leave there. I'll run to the subway, probably the 4 train, and I'll go to Brooklyn, and I have to go to 120 Scummerson Horn Street and the criminal courthouse there, and then I'll run back to my office at Midtown and start my day at around 11 o'clock after waking up at 3:30.
Use Joe's driver.
Yeah, Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Well, Jerry, thank you for trusting me with your airways. Thank you and Joe Piscopo for trusting me for 3 hours to hang out with Al Gattulo and little Charlie over here, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, hey, your mom and dad, who I know pretty well, did well with you and your sister.
I'll give them all the credit. Yeah. I will give
Class
them all
act.
The credit for.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Al. I appreciate it very much.
Man.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
56 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A local community board giving the green light to explore banning cars near Rockefeller Center. Community Board 5 heard a presentation last night about the idea for traffic-free areas on 49th and 50th Streets near Rockefeller Center all year round. The push comes following the success of a car-free 14th Street. There are other efforts being launched to consider similar busways across 34th and 42nd Streets. Take special care of your feline friends today. It's National Cat Day. It's also a great time to adopt a cat. Or if you've already got one, make sure it's spayed or neutered. And doctors say more obese children should have weight loss surgery. A new policy statement by the American Academy of Pediatrics says lifestyle changes alone don't result in significant or lasting improvements for severely obese kids. The authors of a new paper published over the weekend says studies over the past decade have shown that weight loss surgery is safe and effective for children and teenagers. The paper was published in the journal Pediatrics. The AAP says the obesity epidemic is putting many children at risk of living significantly shorter lives than their parents. In sports, Knicks beat the Bulls 105-98 at MSG for their first win of the season. Defensive lineman Leonard Williams traded from the Jets to the Giants. Gangrene will get a third-round draft pick next year and a fifth-round pick in 2021. The Yankees have fired pitching coach Larry Rothschild, who has been with the Bombers for 8 years. Monday Night Football, it was the Steelers spotting the Dolphins the first 14 points and then running off the next 27. In a 27-14 route in Pittsburgh. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Not moving much on the Jackie Robinson heading eastbound toward the Van Wyck. We've got a crash over by Queens Boulevard. You are backed up all the way through to Forest Park Drive over on the westbound side. Also a little bit heavy in that area. Everybody is stopping to take a look. Getting across the East River going to cost you some extra time at the Throgs Neck Bridge. Looks like some road work just set up on the span. Southbound Sheridan, we've got some construction right before Westchester Ave, taking out the left lane. You're packed there from the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx eastbound after the Sheridan. Looks like that crash has been cleared out of the way. Westbound side, you've got some heavy slowdowns heading to the outbound George from Webster Ave. This is because of construction set up on the upper level span. That's going to be blocking the right lane till around 2:30. Over on the inbound side, delays are easing out. Going to cost you about 5 to 10, both up and down. Inbound Lincoln running at 20 to 25. Inbound Holland 15 to 20. Alternate side in effect today. Showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures reach the low 60s, and now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature.
fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, please. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end anytime soon, so don't wait to start. Dr. Howard's Health Challenge, 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Ah, yes. Don't you remember this? Some of you may remember this. Chariots of Fire, the movie. Vangelis is the band that was a one-hit wonder for them back in 1982. Many of you don't remember. Al Gattulo here. Arthur Idala had to run to court. Al Gattulo filling in for the next 20 minutes or so until the end of the Joe Piscopo Show. And then, of course, Mike Gallagher comes your way at 10 o'clock. He'll take over and give you all the national news of what's going on in Congress. And Army people are testifying at this congressional committee about impeaching the president and all that stuff. There's a couple of local stories, though, I want to get into. But Vangelis, Chariots of Fire, was back in 1982. They were a one-hit wonder. They also did the soundtrack, a lot of people forget, for the movie Blade Runner, which to me is one of the best science fiction movies of all time. The sequel, not so much. And they did not actually do the music for the sequel, Vangelis. It would have been nice to see them come back and do the sequel, but they did not do that. Now, the president just tweeted a few minutes ago, President Trump, this message just confirmed that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's number one replacement has been terminated by American troops, most likely would have taken the top spot. Now he is also dead. That a tweet from the president. So not only did they get the number one guy running ISIS, it looks like they've got the successor, and I'm sure there'll be another successor that'll be jumping in very soon. That, to me, is the problem with ISIS. ISIS has such a presence on social media, and a lot of these terrorist organizations have this presence on social media. Joe has talked about it. Frank has talked about it. A lot of people have talked about it. It amazes me that we do not have a way of stopping these people from spreading their hate and their garbage all across social media and across the world. I know Congressman Josh Gottheimer is trying to get a bill going in Congress that would prevent these people who follow all of this stuff to try and rent a car to use it for an attack, for a terrorist attack. I'm hoping that bill passes through. Josh Gottheimer, one of the few politicians who's willing to work with the other side. Peter King is another one. I can't remember a few of the others off the top of my head, but those two come to mind locally, Josh Gottheimer and Congressman Peter King, for trying to reach across the aisle and get things done. In this day and age, folks, unfortunately, it does not benefit anyone from the Republican Party or the Democratic Party to reach across the aisle and work with one another. And that's what we need to do in order to get this country a little bit more stabilized and get things done in a bipartisan manner. Now, a couple of interesting local stories. I just mentioned this story back in the news segment. So a local community board has given the green light to explore banning cars near Rockefeller Center. Community Board 5 heard this presentation last night. They want to create this idea for traffic-free areas on 49th and 50th Streets near Rockefeller Center all year round. This is a bad idea. Now, I know they did this on 14th Street to get the buses moving a lot faster, and it seems to be working. People are not on the buses as long. There's not as much traffic, not as much double parking. So I understand that. The 14th Street Fairway, that's one I could say, okay, you can do that. They also want to do this on 34th and 42nd Streets. Here's the problem that I have with that. You come out of the Lincoln Tunnel, you have access to both 34th and 42nd Streets depending on which way you go. How far is the ban going to be? Obviously, you have to let the people access the tunnel. But are you going? You're not going to allow them on 34th Street where? 10th Avenue, 9th Avenue, 8th Avenue? I don't know if that's necessarily the best idea. Where I do think it's a horrible idea is right near Rockefeller Center. If you're going to ban traffic on 49th and 50th Streets all year round, that is going to create a number of problems. You want to ban it during holiday time. Like, let's say you want to ban it, say, Thanksgiving to maybe the week after New Year's. I'm okay with that. You've got a lot of tourists that flock the area. Obviously, the Christmas tree. Obviously, the shopping. All that stuff. Very difficult to find parking in and around that area. I don't have an issue with that. But if you're going to do it all year round, I have a big problem with that. What do you think? Give me a call. 877-970-2999. Of course, Al Gattulo. I'm the button pusher here, as it was, or the newscaster, and kind of the guy who likes to just give his opinion and not really care what people think. Joe Piscopo will be back tomorrow. He'll be in studio. So will Frank. So will Debbie. The whole gang is back from the Perillo tour in Italy. And obviously, if you've been listening all along over the last 7 days, they have just had a phenomenal time. And I have to say, I'm a little jealous of them, of this trip. I'm sure it was a blast. I saw a lot of the pictures from it, and it looked like it was a great time. I'm going to get to the calls in just a second. There's one other thing that is going on today, I believe, that this is another thing where I have a problem with. A rally and council committee vote today over a plan that would significantly change the streets in New York City in favor of cyclists and bus riders. So a streets master plan legislation calls for the DOT to install 250 miles of new protected bike lanes in the coming years and 150 miles of bus lanes, among other street changes. The $1.7 billion plan expected to pass the full city council tomorrow, and it comes as the city tries to find ways to protect cyclists, with more than two dozen of them killed this year. I don't have an issue with the bus lanes. I think the bus lanes are important. You have to get mass transit in and around New York City. There are a lot of people here that live here. There are a lot of people here that work here. Using public transportation is the best way to get around. Here's the problem. The problem is the streets are too cluttered with cars. You've got to eliminate the cars. How do you do that? Well, they're talking about congestion pricing. I don't know if congestion pricing is the right idea. Coming in below 60th Street, you're going to pay more money if you come in to work, to deliver goods and services, et cetera, et cetera. I have to come in early in the morning. I have no choice but to drive because public transportation in New Jersey does not run that early in the morning for me. It's not efficient for me. So would I have to pay more money coming in? Would I get hit with a double toll just because I'm coming to work? All the details haven't been worked out yet, and that's where I have the problem. I would rather see a plan in place first before they do this, and it looks like Governor Cuomo and others are trying to ram this through and down people's throats. That I'm not a big fan of. I am a fan of putting in more bus lanes. You've got to get buses in, but you've got, you know, the subways and all of this stuff. You have all this infrastructure that you need to replace and should have been replaced years ago. And they've kicked the can down the road, and now the bill has come due. That, to me, is a problem. However, I do not want to see more bicycle lanes in this city, and I'll tell you why. Most of the people who ride bicycles in this city are people who are delivery workers. You have people who are, maybe they're renting a city bike because they're a tourist in the city, and they want to ride around. They think that the bicycle is the best way to do it, especially in the spring and summertime. Okay, fine. Here's the problem. Many of those bicycle riders do not obey the traffic laws of this city. When you ride a bicycle in Manhattan, I'm using Manhattan as an example, not the outer boroughs, but it applies to all of them. When you ride a bicycle in this city, you are supposed to obey the same traffic laws that a car does. So if there's a red light, you're supposed to stop. If a person is walking across the street, you're supposed to yield to that pedestrian. A lot of the bicyclists do not do that. Do you know how many times I see as I'm riding down Lower Broadway a bicyclist cut in front of my car, not stop at a light and go through it, turn when they're really not supposed to. They're supposed to wait for foot traffic to pass by. There is where I have the problem. A lot of these bicyclists do not follow the basic laws. And the cops, for all that they can do, they can't stop every bicyclist and give them a ticket. So you're relying on these people who are using bicycles, you know, to use their best judgment, and a lot of them don't. So that's where I have the problem. I don't want to see more bicycle lanes in the city. I really don't. You want to put them in the outer boroughs? You want to put them in Brooklyn? You want to put them in Queens? That's fine. But in Manhattan, I don't think there should be more bicycle lanes. I think I think more bicyclists should be ticketed, and I think there should be hefty fines. We've seen people that are just pedestrians walking the street this year alone. We're in the 10th month of the year. I can recall three incidents off the top of my head. One of them happened up in the 50s where a woman was trying to walk across the street. Guy on a bicycle didn't yield to her, and he was supposed to. Hit her. She died. That is unacceptable. I'm going to take one quick call, let's see. Let's go to Frank here in Staten Island about congestion pricing. Frank, you're on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Hey, Al. How are you?
Good, Frank. How you doing?
I personally think it's more of a tax because, as you said, I live in Staten Island. I'm a retired police sergeant. I've had several back surgeries. And for me to get to Manhattan by public transportation, it's a good hour and a half to 2 hours to see one of my doctors.
Right.
It's insane. And the other issue is, as you said, with the police, under de Blasio, he stopped giving summonses to bicycle riders, okay?
Right.
He told the police to back off. And not only that, the electric and the motor scooters that these delivery stores use or these food stores, years ago, you used to confiscate them, and they were told to let them go also.
Correct.
If you notice, the cops never confiscate. They are a menace in Midtown.
100%,
and here's the sad part. If they run a person over, or if they hit your parked car, New York's a no-fault state. Guess what? It goes through all your insurance if they hit your parked car.
And what happens there, Frank? You get higher premiums. So I totally understand it. Frank, thanks for the call. We got a couple of more callers on the line. We got one line open here, 877-970-2999. We'll get to your calls in just a second. But first, here's Brandi Scott with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Heavy delays on La Crosse Island heading northbound, approaching Utopia Parkway. We've got an accident. At least one lane is out there, hitting the brakes from the Throgs Neck Bridge. Slow ride on the southbound side, Bell Boulevard through to the LIE. A lot of extra volume in that stretch. FDR northbound stall just picked up by 79th Street. Still going to see some delays making your way into that area. Deegan doing a lot better on the northbound side, heading toward Fordham Road. Collision has been picked up. Just some minor slowdowns from the Crosse Bronx. Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. That is a really heavy ride. You are stop and go from the Bronxville Parkway through to underneath the apartments. We've got some road work on the upper level span, taking out the right lane until 2:30. Inbound, not too bad right now. 5 to 10, both up and down. Even better from 4 and 46. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 15 to 20. Inbound Holland running about the same. Alternate side in effect today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager sees the cheapening of words.
This impeachment stuff is beyond belief. Remember, the left cheapens everything. Impeachment means nothing now. Impeachment means we don't like the last election results. That's what it means. It used to mean you actually committed serious crimes.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vans for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Catsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
If you're in pain, why don't you try to get out of pain and give Relief Factor a shot? That's what I did. 3-week quick start is $19.95. Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting. They're good guys. They really want to help as many people as possible. Get out of pain, stay out of pain, and they've been solid with the Mike Gallagher Show. They are on Team Gallagher in a major way. Tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and their neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain. and they want to get you out of pain too. I want you to try the 3-week quick start. They've priced this at $19.95. That's all you have to do, $19.95, to take this 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent the inflammation that causes the pain in the first place. Give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. The 3-week quick start. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com.
Well, you've heard me tell you about Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes. 4 generations, almost 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry and watches. Like all good things that eventually come to an end, after 98 years, Parian & Sons is going out of business. The time has come for Glenn and Maria to retire. But first, they must liquidate everything in the store. Everything at Parian & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. Parian & Sons, they've always been known for superior quality. I love Parian & Sons. I've gone there. I've told you all about how they can help you in every way when you're looking for fine jewelry. Now, 70%? Are you kidding me? This week, you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams from Parian & Sons at up to 70% off. Nothing is held back. Parian & Sons, going out of business sale. Now, on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, last one hit wonder of the day here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Much more modern. You kids will get this in the room here.
Now and then I think of when we were together.
I'm not going to go into the whole thing, because by the time he gets to the chorus, it's too long. Goatee, Charlie, I don't remember. Somebody that I used to know. That's the final one-hit wonder for the day here on the Joe Piscopo Show. So a couple of topics that I threw out there is Arthur Idala had to run to court. Joe Piscopo, Frank Morano, myself, and Debbie Duhaime. The team will be all back together again tomorrow. We've got a couple of calls. Now, I'm going to warn all of you right now. Mario, Ralph, Bill, Carmella. I know that Mert told you this, but I'm going to tell you. You got 30 seconds. After 30 seconds, whether you finished or not, I'm cutting you off. So Mario and East Rutherford, go.
Al, you're exactly right with the Vikings. They're worthless in Manhattan. All they do is screw everything. Ban all the cars, permanently run the buses down the center streets like we used to have the trolley cars, and let them use bicycles and those things for the kids. But the bicycle lanes are a total.
Mario, I'm sorry we lost you. Your cell phone isn't going that well. Ralph, go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't let our guard down with regard to ISIS. And let's have our security tight, especially landmark places that are inviting target in New York and New Jersey. There are sleeper cells. Let's not fool ourselves with the ISIS elements in this country. Okay, so let us not ever let our guard down and be aware, people. See something, say something to the law enforcement. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Sound advice, Ralph. Thank you very much. Bill in Staten Island, you got 30 seconds. Go.
Hey, what's up? I was just trying to say that as a car driver, I pay fees and registration, insurance, and everything. These bicycle riders, which are seasonal riders on their bikes, and during the winter it's dormant, all the bike lanes. This is ridiculous what this mayor is doing. He's spending millions and millions of dollars on bike lanes. Where are the repairs of the roads that we use every day?
All right, Bill. Well, thank you for that. And Carmella in Staten Island. Go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Our wonderful show. God bless you all. God bless America and what our president did. You're all so talented.
Thank
you. Take care.
Thank you very much, Carmella. Wow, she gets that in under 30 seconds. I like that. So we're wrapping up the show here. Joe Piscopo is going to be back tomorrow. Frank Morano, Debbie Duhaime, and yours truly. We will all be back here tomorrow. And just for the point about the bikes, you're right. In the wintertime, the bike lanes aren't used. That's a big problem. But in terms of the roads, Staten Island has done a really good job. Give credit to Borough President Jimmy Otto. He has gotten a lot of money from the city to pave those roads. They continue to pave, and they're paving in other spots. The problem is, folks, the infrastructure in this city has broken down over years, and nobody has really done anything to truly address it in a systematic way. And now the bill is coming due, and now they're all of a sudden trying to jam in all these projects at once. And what happens? It creates problems. And that, in and of itself, is a bigger problem for whoever the next mayor is going to be, and whoever the next mayor is going to be, and so on and so on. If these problems have been taken care of sooner, it might not have had the impact that it does now. Look, my thanks to Arthur Idala for coming in and sitting in for Joe Piscopo this morning. Carol Lalt, Professor Dershowitz. I'm Al Gattulo. Time for the news with me, Joe Piscopo, Frank Morano, Debbie Duhamel, and me. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
56 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are events in New York City today to mark the 7th anniversary of Superstorm Sandy. Service projects are taking place in Breezy Point, Queens, where homes are still being rebuilt. MTA also expected to update folks on resiliency projects prompted by Sandy. The storm that hit 7 years ago today destroyed or damaged thousands of homes in New York City. New York lawmakers are exploring the idea of banning youth tackle football. An Assembly Health Committee holding a public hearing today in Manhattan to examine the long-term health effects that organized tackle football has on younger children. The ban would be considered for children 12 and younger. In sports, Knicks beat the Bulls for their first win on the season, 105-98. Monday Night Football, Steelers crushing the Dolphins, 27-14. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone.